Pope Benedict XVI has called for a fair and mutually agreed upon solution to the refuse management crisis currently gripping the city of Naples in Italy. More than 2,400 tons of rubbish are rotting uncollected in the city's streets, and the European Commission has warned Italy it may face sanctions if it doesn't remove the trash. Professor of International Relations at the American University of Rome, James Walston, told us that organised crime and unresolved tensions between the central government, regional and local authorities are the main reasons for the situation.
There are two major problems which cause this, cause the piling up of rubbish in Naples. And one is the fact that the Camorra, the organised crime in Naples, has a very big hand in dealing with rubbish management. And anything that happens there, they have to accept. And if they don't, they blow everything up. And the other is a chronic problem in Italy, and something which is an issue more or less anywhere, but it's critical in Naples, is whose responsibility is it? Is it the central government? Is it the regional government? Or is it the single cities, the single municipalities?
The European Commission has threatened sanctions this time around. Is there any realistic hope that that's actually going to be a catalyst for productive change?
Well, the EU has always been used as a sort of nanny stroke policeman by Italian governments as a way of persuading recalcitrant citizens to do things, or recalcitrant governments at different levels. It's not a magic wand, but it certainly puts pressure on the government.